For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Yeah, look, there's something that's been a theme in my life for a really long time, and it's been people telling me their deepest, darkest secrets.
I would have said your attitude, but yeah, that makes sense as well. yeah, you do. Well, you're like a very welcoming person.
Yeah, I think that I give off an energy that is trusting, or
you're always up for a chat. Even like when I've been out with you, and like strangers like will bump into us, or we'll just be waiting at the lights and just, you know, hey, how you going? Like, yeah. It's friendly. It's approachable.
It's friendly.
I want to talk to you.
And approachable. And let me tell you, it's caused me to find out some doozies in the past. And it has been a little while since someone spilled their guts to me. But this weekend, wowee, I got one of the great secrets.
Oh.
Said to me.
Okay. Like, this is from a stranger.
A stranger that I met out on Friday. Now, I'm going to say that this stranger literally does live very, very, very far away from here. And they are no longer in the state.
All right. Great.
What do you got? What do you got?
So, I was out and about on Friday night, and we met this young man and his dad.
Beautiful.
Nice little duo there. Bit of fun. Had decided to have a few drinks with them, and my cousin who was with me got talking to the young guy and said, as a bit of a joke, so, hey, is your dad single?
Yeah.
Now, he has come back and said, well, unfortunately, my mother passed away 6 months ago.
Oh, no.
Really sad, like obviously devastating. My cousin thought it was hilarious to go back, so he is single then. No.
Oh, my
no,
goodness.
No. She was having a laugh. She was trying to lighten the mood, and I'm here for it. It was okay in the moment. Trust me.
Yeah.
So we found out this information, obviously, terrible.
So sorry.
We are
Six
so
months,
sorry.
Brutal. Awful. Sorry I asked if your dad was single.
So the
he's a widower. That's why he's single.
So then I was at the bar. And I was with the dad at the bar, right?
Great.
And we're having a chat. And he says, yeah, look, unfortunately, my wife passed away 6 months ago. And I've said to him, wow, I'm so sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrible. Like, how are you doing? Is everything okay? And he said to me, well, look, no one knows this. My son certainly doesn't know this over there. But I have been dating someone for the last 4 months. Bombshell. Mic drop.
What are you
shock
doing?
Shock horror.
That's crazy. So he's 2 months post one of the
most, 8 weeks.
8 weeks after the one of the worst things that could happen to you.
Why is he telling you
Why
this?
Why is he telling me that? So then I've sort of obviously been like, hey, man, that, like, you've got to do what you've got to do, I guess. You've got to...
Like, yeah, brother, oh, yeah, suppose. Brother, yeah, I get it.
Oh. But he has then trusted this stranger, me.
Who has a radio on a show.
Once again, they live really, really, really far away. Yeah, like, yeah, you would not...
West of Ballarat?
Easy. Well and truly. Easy. Out of the state. Absolutely. And this is the bombshell he's dropped on me. And like I said, this isn't the first time this has happened to me, because I've got one of those faces that people seem to trust.
My wife's got one of those faces.
She does.
I can't even share something that someone that she barely knows told her recently, because it would ruin families.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we can't go into that, because she does live in the state and probably those people do too.
It's 12 kilometres away from here. So, I mean... Do you think there are people out there, like, with beautiful faces like yours, where, like, you're out and you're just getting chatting and they'll just drop some, like, wild truth bombs at you?
Yeah. There definitely is. And so I want to open up the phone lines right now, be a bit cheeky and say, what secret has a stranger told you?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
You can stay anonymous.
We love anonymous, because then we can really ramp it up and we don't have to worry about anyone.
Maybe you were traveling overseas and you met someone overseas and they told you a secret. Doesn't have to be local.
Big secrets, big strangers. 52232955. Give us a call. Lily in Leopold's given us a call. Lily, have you had a stranger tell you a whopping big secret?
I have, and I have carried it with me until now.
Let that weight off. Get that weight off. What is it?
So when I was on Kentucky, I met this gorgeous couple. We had so much fun together. They were really nice. And then she told me that she was going to leave him after the trip.
Ooh. Now, obviously, they're on holiday together. Do you think he had any signals that this was coming?
None of us did.
I mean,
None of us did.
So I've been on a Kentucky tour that went for like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, you really do get quite close in that group. But again, like, you've only known these people a really short amount of time. And was this early in the trip or was this towards the end, Lily?
It was about the middle, but she told me that she's actually having an affair with someone from her work. Yeah. And when they finish the tour, she's going to call it.
That is some spicy, spicy tea she's dropped for you. That is wild to tell a stranger.
Does that feel good, Lily, to get that off your chest?
It really does, guys. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Davo's feeling light as a feather after revealing this man's secret on her radio show, so I'm sure you feel great too.
Tim and Davo.
Because I've been thinking about something.
Okay.
We've all definitely had moments where we go, oh, I love this reality show. I think I'd be great on it.
Okay.
Or how fun would it be? I think the easy ones that you go like, this would be fun, and you don't necessarily have to have a skill, like The Amazing Race initially when that came out in the 2000s, you go, imagine getting to run around the world with your best friend and like racing, like that's what we want to do.
Of course, and you're getting a round the world ticket for free, fantastic experience.
I think Australian Survivor or Survivor would always be up there because you go, oh, I think it's like a board game in real life. You think I could trick people, I'd be able to win these challenges.
I'd be the worst on Survivor. I'd be the worst on Survivor.
But then there's competitions like Australian Idol, MasterChef, where it's like, oh, you need a skill. So I've never watched Australian Idol or MasterChef and been like, oh man, I think I would go on that and do so well.
I'm not going to lie. My heart and soul, my biggest dream in the world would be on Australian Idol stage 2003.
What about current Australian
Idol
stage?
I would absolutely. I auditioned a few years ago.
So beautiful. How'd it go?
Terrible.
Okay, that's why you're working here. All right, that makes sense. It makes sense. But I've been thinking about you, dude, because there's another reality TV show you really like.
Married at First Sight?
No. I don't think we're at that level of desperate.
Okay.
For you. I know it's been a minute.
No.
But there's someone out there for you. I don't know who it is, but they're out there. Trying to instill a bit of confidence in you. But this show's recently made a return. You love it. I think we should get you on. Oh. Bit of Big Brother. A bit of Big Brother, Davo. Now, they've changed it. Like, it's shorter format. So it's going to be at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. Surely now the application, and it's all live-ish. Surely the application process through probably Endemol Shine, if you've ever applied for a reality TV show, you go through there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should get you on there. You love Big Brother, dude.
I do love Big Brother, but this one scares me the most, I reckon, out of all the reality TV shows.
What do you mean?
Well, you're on the camera 24/7. Now, I can put a good face on for, I reckon, about, how many hours is this show? At least three hour shows. I'd say for 2.5 of those hours, I'm able to put a bit of razzle-dazzle on it.
5:30 is the dangerous last half hour
it
of the show.
It certainly is. And I feel like if I was on the camera 24/7, you know me, I can get a little mouthy.
A bit snappy.
Bit snarky.
Yeah. I wouldn't say you're mean. Well, no, I mean, we're mates, so unless you're being mean behind my back, which you wouldn't be able to on Big Brother.
Exactly.
Just being filmed.
No, I don't think I'm necessarily mean. I love a bit of banter, as we know. Like, I do like to poke a bear a little bit.
But this is what I mean. I think you would be a great watch because you'd be cheeky. And then you at the end of your tether, a little bit tired, out of your comfort zone, maybe a little bit hungry, aren't sleeping well, you know? I want to see the chaos. And I think you would be a great watch. Like, on Australian Big Brother last year, I know the couple that everyone talked about, or the two main names were
Holly the model. Do you think that I could take her place for this next one?
I thought you had more Colin the 21-year-old with a mustache. energy.
Unnecessary.
But I think you could go, I think you could run deep. And I don't know what the prize money is on Big Brother, but I'm sure for you it'll be life changing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, definitely. So, mate, yeah, 150 bucks right now could be life changing. I think we could all relate. It's a cozy live crisis. I don't know. This one would scare me. I'm also a very extroverted person, but I need a lot of time by myself.
And you're
so
stuck
I
in a house
wonder whether that would be a real stress for me if I had no time to sit by myself and just have a minute. We would see me absolutely hit boiling point, that's for sure.
I don't
multiple
think,
times.
I don't think you'd cop a bad edit. I don't
think
you would.
That's really nice of you because you've really seen me in some states.
As long as you don't get vindictive, which again, we just don't know.
Competitive, as we know, not a good point for me.
But again, like if you're listening and you've ever thought about a plot, these are all the things that go through your head. You go, I don't want to be seen with my gutter. But we want to get to, because Davo is great. You know who I bloody love?
Who?
Lauren. Oh. And I think Australia needs to get to know Lauren. And we can paint her as Davo, yeah, but Lauren, who is, I think we're all here to see. And I'm going to look at reaching out. I'm going to try and do some cheeky, because I know some people from Channel 10. I'm going to try and skip a step or two and get you in front of Channel 10 for Big Brother. Would you genuinely consider it? I mean, you get a month off, so.
I would consider it.
All right. We're on, baby. This is good. Watch it. You mark my words. You'll get an audition. You will get an audition for Big Brother 2026.
All right. Let's do it.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I'm going to talk about something, and it could impact me and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of doing something. It's a little bit cheeky. I'm thinking about sneaking into somewhere that I don't have access to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for context, if I do sneak into this, let's call it an event.
Mm-hmm.
If I sneak into this event, I won't be taking somebody's seat
mm-hmm.
because I'd be using somebody else's membership card.
Membership's a great word.
Membership.
For this.
Membership.
Yep.
And they don't intend on going to this event.
No, so you're not taking anything away from this person.
So like if someone rocks up and they go, sorry, we're full, it's not because I've snuck in
mm-hmm.
or pretended to be somebody else. If they miss out, they just miss out. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, that's fine. So that's not the problem. But you're going to use someone else's identity to sneak into an event.
Yeah. But this person was all on board with me doing so. They're trying to convince me.
Come on, man. Bring it together.
They're trying to convince me that everything will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what happens if I get caught? Because I love the idea of the cheeky.
Yeah.
You and I also don't love the idea of getting in trouble for things.
Mm-mm.
And I said, what's the worst thing that could happen? And he said he would receive a ban from this establishment.
Yeah.
And it's a lengthy ban.
It's a lengthy ban, and it's also a 25-year wait list to get back into this membership.
Mm.
So if he were to lose his membership,
yes,
because you've tried to sneak in
to the event,
that is devastating for him.
Yes. Non bueno is how I would describe it. And it would affect his future because this man loves going to these events.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why, with all this in my brain, I'm like, yeah, I think I'll have a crack at it.
Are you going to have a crack at it?
I'm so nervous, dude.
So the thing is for you, you are a rule follower. You're a man that likes structure. You like to know that there's some boundaries you must follow. And I don't think you like stepping out of that often.
Essentially, it's like he's got a coupon. And it's like, yeah, well, I'm not using it this week. Like the coupon, no one else is going to miss out on the coupon. You can have the coupon.
Yeah.
Just technically you have to be me to use the coupon. And so I have to, and the fact that I'm talking about this makes me a little bit nervous.
No,
because it doesn't paint me in a good light.
It's
I understand that.
It's absolutely fine. You know what? You've done worse things. There's heaps of other things that's painted you in a bad light, but this is, it's meant to be comforting for you. But
Have you ever snuck in, because it'd be a sneak, but it wouldn't be like a cat burglar style. Like I'd just go in, I'd use my coupon
mm-hmm.
and boop. Thanks, mister.
Yeah. And if it works, it's golden. But if it doesn't, your mate loses his membership and has a 25-year wait list before he can get back in there.
Yeah. I don't think anyone knows what I'm talking about.
No. There's not too many memberships out there with a 25-year wait list, and I keep stressing that.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I have snuck into places before, particularly when I was, when I was 17.
All right, say less. Yeah, we all know what you're talking about there then, I think.
What, a nightclub?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. We can talk about that. That was 18 years ago, man. I'm old.
And if you're listening now, don't.
No, you can't do this anymore. It's different. It's different times.
Yeah. But back in the day.
Back in the day, you could get away with a few things. And yeah, I was 17 going to a nightclub in South Australia. And I would use a friend's ID who was 21 to try and get in there. I went to the part of like dyeing my hair so I looked like the ID to make sure I could sneak into this club and drop my thang low to a bit of Pitbull.
All right. And you've learned from that, and now you reflect. And if there's a current youth that is thinking of taking,
no, don't do that. Don't do that. Kids aren't going to clubs these days. Don't worry about
it. That's fair. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 Where'd you sneak into?
Successfully.
Well, did you ever get caught?
Nah.
Oh, such un. I wish you did. Learn a lesson. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 Where'd you sneak into? I don't know if this person wants to say stay anonymous, but they've called through from Torquay. Hello, anonymous, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Okay, now I love that you want to be anonymous.
She sounds sneaky.
Where have you been sneaking into?
I might be guilty of sneaking into a couple of gigs.
Okay.
They may or may not have been big ones.
Oh.
Okay, like are we talking festival levels here?
Yeah.
How do you sneak into festivals?
I mean, we're not doing a tutorial here, but what have you done in the past to sneak in?
So you got to have at least three of you. Two go in with the wristband. One comes back out with their mate's wristband that's come off their wrist. You pop it on and then you'll go in.
Right. I tell you what, that is, I firstly don't have two friends, so I think I'd struggle, Davo, you and I would have to find someone to come as our for this.
Tough.
But the way that everything's going digital, it makes it a lot more challenging to do things like this. Mm-hmm. So have you encountered any digital errors with this, Anonymous?
Haven't thought about that. Worst case, jump the fence.
The other thing, though, with the wristbands, right, they often will do it quite tight to make sure you can't do this. So are you bloody bringing some butter with you to sneak on out of there or what? Like, get that slippery wrist.
Oh, look, where there's a will, there's a way.
She's amazing.
Skinny wrist. Skinny wrist go a long way.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So there's something that we all do every single day, and you don't realise that people have different methods of doing it.
Okay.
I was having a chat to my cousin over the weekend, and she asked me how I dry myself after the shower.
Right. Well, yeah, that's definitely like we all just get out and dry ourselves, right? Mm-hmm.
And I had never thought about it before, like what my process is. But I quickly realised, you know, I'm grabbing the towel, I'm getting my face first, neck, under boobs, belly, back, front, leg, and I'm dry.
Yeah.
So I'm top to bottom.
Top to bottom, yeah. So I think I would be, and this is not in a, like I've wet my hair, so this is like a hair's completely dry.
Mm-hmm.
Dry the face, beard, because water really gets in there. Mm-hmm. Dry the beard, chest, pit.
Mm-hmm.
Pit again.
Pit again.
Know, yeah. Double
pits.
Yeah, double pits. Then I would probably go chest and belly, chest and belly.
Spend a long time in the belly.
Yep, then bits at the front, bits at the back.
Beautiful.
And then I get out of the shower. Sorry, I'm in the shower. From face to waist, I'm in the shower. And then I get out and then it's leg, like quad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very hairy. So it's like you can't just like, it's like, no, we've got to dry this.
Yeah.
And then like calf, foot. I have hairy feet.
Yeah. I was about to ask you, do you dry your feet?
Yeah.
And do you dry the bottom of your feet as well?
No, because that's the bath mat's job.
Yep.
So I'm standing on the bath mat and that's your, it's got the best job of any towel, I reckon.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's top to bottom situation.
Definitely. Well, that's what I would have thought so as well when you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
So she was telling me, she gets out. And she's leg, right?
Oh.
Starts on the legs.
Starts at the bottom?
Which I think is stupid because the water's running down, obviously.
Yeah.
Then she's shimmy on the back. Shimmy on the front. Then she is arm, front bits, back bits, face.
She's gone. She's down, up,
back,
down,
front,
back, down again, back up to the face. Why would you do your face right after you've done bits?
So I said that to her. I was like, "So you're doing your face last?" And she's like, "Yeah, just like face last, like, you know, just get that done at the end." I said, "You're doing your face last after
your front and back."
Your front and back. And she goes,
"Oh, she'd never thought about it.
I have never thought about that before."
Well, after a shower is the best time to have cleaned that area and then put something next to your face.
Crazy doing that before. Yeah, do-
And I would say most people would dry themselves bottom to top. But 5223295. How do you dry yourself? Maybe it's like you do side. So you do arm, right side of the belly, right leg, and then you work back up the other way. I'm all for an interesting dry.
I had a friend when we were kids that she would dry her whole body with the hair dryer.
What?
No towel, just hair dryer. People do some weird things in their house. You don't know what's going on.
Give us a call, 5223295. How are you drying yourself with a towel? We'd love to chat because I've never heard of a bottom to top. That's a weird situation. That's a weird situation. It's Tim and Davo. Drying you home.
Oh.
It's Tim and Davo. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
If Gen Z didn't have enough issues already, another one has popped up in the news with medical experts warning Gen Zs about the risk of hemorrhoids.
Okay, Davo. Sup? things are going rough for everyone at the moment, but Gen Z in particular, but now we have to worry about the H word.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do you mean?
Yeah. So apparently cases in Gen Z for hemorrhoids have gone absolutely nuts because a lot of Gen Zs are spending far too much time on the bathroom or on the toilet.
Oh.
Scrolling their phones for 10, 20, 30 minutes longer than they need to be in there. And unfortunately, by sitting on the bathroom for that long, you are causing extra pressure on your buttocks. And therefore, this can happen.
What do you think is the max amount of time you should be sitting down on a toilet?
Oh, 10 minutes, surely.
I would say 10 is probably... I would average... I think 7 to 12 minutes.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying because when you said Gen Z, they're worried about mm-hmm. them because they're on there too long, I would consider myself to be someone who sits on the toilet far long. And I know people say it's gross. Yeah, I take my phone in there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing stuff. I'm scrolling Instagram reels. I'm checking emails. I'm honestly doing work.
You're busy.
While I'm putting in work.
Yeah.
And I am worried now.
You are
worried.
You
said
now.
All these things. I'm worried.
See, I would think that's actually quite quick for a fella. I find that blokes like to go and sit there. It's like a sitcom. They go for 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I have heard a bit of that. I think my wife would probably, if you text her and ask her how long is Tim sitting on the toilet for, she would probably say something like 15 to 20 minutes. But let's all be respectful. No, it's 7 to 12. Like, yes, I'm 3 minutes off her window, but I'm... And you might notice an inflection in my voice. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm concerned.
Yeah,
the last 20 years of my life.
I can tell you seem a little bit worried. But yeah, apparently this is for particularly the Gen Z's concern. They're prolonging their time on the bathroom and doctors are concerned.
Can I tell you about when I was a teenager? My diet was just so bad. I would eat like 2-minute noodles, just biscuits and like ham and peanut butter sandwiches.
Because that's what you eat here at work.
But only that. Only that. Now I add in vegetables and carbs and proteins.
Get on, yeah.
But back then, and I used to literally only go to the bathroom like twice a week. But
that's crazy.
But I would be sitting there for like half an hour trying to work this dragon out of the cave.
You absolute animal. You knew when I brought this to the table today that I was concerned about the bathroom chatter and you've had to be absolute animal.
I'm just saying I've learned the hard way. Well, I've never had a H that I'm aware of and I don't want one. So it's going to change my behaviour. So, Davo, genuinely, for the first time maybe in our friendship, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Look, I'm just out here making sure that all of our butts are their best
selves.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Davo, you can learn something every day, and I'm genuine. This might be the first time I've actually taken something away from this show.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.